Good morning, church. What a great day it is to look out and to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day, celebrating gifts and blessings and Holy Humor Sunday with our hats. I just figured wearing a robe today with a moose hat on would just be a little odd. But indeed, we come together today celebrating the gifts and blessings from Almighty God on this Sunday, Holy Humor, when we realize that God's greatest joke was on, well, those that disagreed with the teachings and the presence of Christ and through the resurrection. The last laugh was on them. And so we celebrate Holy Humor this day. This first Sunday following Easter. It is our hope and prayer that the presence of Christ might touch our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, perhaps in some unique and different ways this day. And may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning and welcome. And as Reverend Lake said, it is Holy Humor Sunday, and it's wonderful to see so many of you sporting a very fun hat to celebrate the occasion. I do offer a warm welcome to all present, and if we have any visitors today, a warm welcome to you. And if you'd like information about the church, you can see one of our ushers, and they will give you a packet of information. Or if you would prefer, you can get your own packet on the Shepherd's Crook in the narthex. Oh, and if you are a visitor, we do not normally dress this way. This is a special occasion. As a reminder, please sign the registration sheet in the red folders that are located at the end of your pew. Pass it to others in the pew and then bring it back to the center aisle. If you have a prayer request this morning, please complete the card in the red folder and then put it in the clear holder at the end of the pew, and the ushers will bring it forward to Reverend Lake. I would like to highlight a few announcements. Summer camp brochures are here. Wesley Woods, Camp Allegheny, and Jamonville are some of the fabulous camps that are offered each year. Pick up a booklet in the narthex for information, and if you have any particular questions, please call our camp steward, Laurie. We do have information in today's bulletin regarding our annual work trip to Philippi, West Virginia. Please check the bulletin for specific details or contact Jack or Pat or George. And if you would like to purchase one of the official 2015 work trip t-shirts, please see the insert in the bulletin or contact Missy. And in continuation of our celebration of Holy Humor Hat Day, we invite all of you to please come to the gym after today's worship to share in our Holy Humor Luncheon. We will have a hat fashion show, and there are some pretty good contenders during lunch. So come on down, share in the fun, be joyful, for Jesus lives. And finally, a reminder, please check your bulletin for other announcements, scheduled meetings, and other activities that pertain to the life of our church. And my mom eyes in the back of my head indicate that there's someone standing here. Oh!
I have an announcement.
Jack has an announcement.
Good morning. As I told the first service, I've kind of been known as the jack of all trades and was looking at my various hats, and, you know, this is the one I wear the most. Because I'm not doing anything right now, I retired. I don't know if the first service got that joke, but that's okay. I'm here because, actually, I'm here a month early. If you pay attention to the way the year goes, and our work trip happens in June, we usually go down in May and figure out what the project's going to be. But because Pat and I are lucky enough, we're going to get a chance to go away for about a month. Leaving tomorrow, actually. I wanted to get this information. So George, myself, Patty, and Tom went down on Wednesday, and we are here. We brought back photos that George took. There's a poster in the narthex, and I would ask you to take, you know, stop after the service and take a look at that if you already haven't. And we're going to help the Lance family. That's like the cracker. David and Kathleen and their son, 14-year-old son, James. Now, we got a chance to meet David on Wednesday. Kathleen was working, and James obviously was in school because we were there during the day. But I came this morning more to talk about and thank you for the past support that you've given to the work team. And this year we wanted to do something a little bit different, trying to personalize those donations that you've been giving, sharing with us over all these years. And you'll find in your bulletin a blue insert. That insert will allow you, if you so choose, to donate to a specific part of the materials. So whether you're interested in making sure that the paint or the drywall or lumber, whatever that is, you can also then do that in memory of someone, in honor of someone, or to the glory of God. One of the things that you need to understand is this is not any way for us to be able to know who's giving how much, but only to allow those items that you would like your monies to be used to donate will be then identified with your name or the person's name who's you're giving in honor or in memory of. And those that will happen. Another thing that we're going to do while we're down there, but that will happen before those materials get placed. We will still continue to bring in two of the floor joists prior to our leaving, and anyone in the congregation, whether you're donating or monies, or whether you just continue to keep us in your prayers, will be able to sign that or put a note on there. Secondly, Melissa put together the T-shirts that we had last year, or if you recall those, that said, the church has left the building. And this year, and I like this phrase, it says, believe there is good in the world. And part of the shirt then says, be the good in the world. And that's really what we're called to be as Christians. It's not about the 30-some people who go down. It's about the congregation, you, who allow us to do that. And I just want to thank you, ask you to continue, and we covet your prayers in this endeavor. Continue to support us the way we have, and we will be your hands and feet in Philippi, West Virginia. There was Chris was the worship host for the first service, and he shared a very, very cute joke. And was that a part of that, or was that just Chris's? Okay. So, Chris, thank you. I'm going to use your joke. In kindergarten, a kindergarten teacher was talking, they were talking about religions. And so they asked the children if they want to do show and tell, come in the next day. So Benjamin comes in. He said, I'm Jewish, and this is the Star of David. And Mary, he sits down. Mary comes up, and Mary said, I'm Catholic, and we pray with the rosary. And then Johnny comes up, and he said, I'm United Methodist, and this is a casserole. We eat well, but it's not just about foods that is sustenance to our bodies, but it's the spiritual food, and that's what we do for those people. It's not about the building. It's about the changing of lives. Thank you.
It is now our time for call to laughter. Please rise and follow along in your bulletin, reciting your response to my prompt. Rejoice in the Lord always.
And again, I say rejoice.
This is the time to rejoice.
What better time than now?
Please remain standing and recite our opening prayer together. You know better than we do, amused God, what important people we believe we are. Believing we have to be serious all the time, we miss out on the joy of your creation. Choosing to feast on the pain of the world, we skip the picnic offered in paradise. Clinging to the despair which is our best friend, we ignore Jesus, who can bring us home to our heart. Forgive us, heart of joy, and make us open to the startling and upside-down ways in which you work. Fill us with Easter's laughter. Fill us with your healing joy. Fill us with the love poured into us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And please remain standing for our hymn of praise, number 657 in your red hymnal, This is the Day.
Good morning. How is everyone today? Did you have a good week? Did you play outside yesterday?
Yes.
In the sun? All day? And then did you sleep good last night?
Yes.
Yeah. No. You didn't sleep good last night.
I couldn't fall asleep.
You couldn't fall asleep. Ugh. Watching your movie. What were you watching?
Well, the one with the train.
One with the train. I fell asleep very quickly last night because I didn't get to bed until... 2 o'clock? No, I think it was 1 or 1:15 in the morning. Had a late night. Yeah. Why? Well, I went to a dinner last night for Trout Unlimited. And I had a 2-hour drive when I got back. Yeah, I was there, and Leanna was there, and Andrew and Abigail were there, and my mom and dad were there, and my brother-in-law was there, and his 3 boys were there, and his 1 boy's girlfriend, and another couple that just got engaged a week ago. They won lots of prizes. We did not. Another couple from a church camp, and then other people over there. There were about 200 people there. So we had fun.
I don't think it can get any simpler.
It wasn't simple. It wasn't simple. Your birthday's Tuesday. Mine was yesterday. Anybody else have a birthday this week? Past or present?
Not me.
Yeah, mine was yesterday. I hit the speed limit. Huh? Well, get everybody. Who else? You have one coming up, too. Yours is today. So how old are you? 49. So is Ann Osborne is 49 Tuesday. And how old are you? You'll be 10. Anybody else? I hit the speed limit, and that would be 55, not 65 or 35 or 15. All right. So we'll sing happy birthday. We'll catch everybody. Oh, did you draw me a picture? All right, go ahead. Four before you get kicked out the door. We're a poet. We don't know it, but our feet sure show it because they're Longfellows. Speaking of feet, I am proud to announce today on yesterday on my birthday that I can still wear the same size socks I wore in high school. Same size socks, not the same socks. That's about the only thing that still fits me. Yes. So, we got our silly hats on today. Some of us do, some of us not. But you know, I when I was having a glass of water this morning and eating an avocado, I was looking out the window, out our kitchen window, and we have a bird feeder. And there were birds there. There were pretty birds there. There was a little one with a little red hat, head on, feathers, and it was pecking away at the suet. It was a little woodpecker. I don't know whether it was a hairy woodpecker or there's another one that's just a little bigger, I think, than the hairy. I forget their names. Zebra. I think woodpecker. And then on the sunflower seed, the black sunflower seeds, there was a goldfinch, and there was a house finch. And then down on the ground was a cardinal. Now, yesterday morning, there was a big fat gray squirrel grabbing seeds. That's what he does, or she does, yep. And then sometimes there are doves, and the other day I saw a towhee. They're towhee. Well, you need to look towhee up. It's kind of a gray, white, and has kind of the same color as a robin does, the red breast. But it's a little towhee, and we have tufted titmouses and chickadees, black-capped chickadees, and. And I've seen pileated woodpeckers, not on the feeder, but across, and I can hear them, and they kind of fly and swoop like this. They fly over your house. But you know what was interesting? Even though they were all different birds, they were peacefully feeding under the feeder. And that's pretty neat, because even though we're different here this morning, and we're different out there with moms and dads and neighbors and people in the grocery store, people in other stores where we shop, and places where moms and dads work. We're all different. And yet, if the birds can get along with each other, we need to get along with each other. I think that is how God has created us, that we get along with people. Give that a whirl this week. Get along with everyone in school and be friends to everybody. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, for these boys and girls, we are grateful. Continue, O God, to bless them and use them for great things in the church and your kingdom. Be with all who care for them, from grandmas and grandpas, moms and dads, and their caregivers, that they all might be blessed. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, we are collecting today. You want to help me pass out some cups? We are collecting today for, I believe, the Irwin ambulance.
Can I take one for my brother?
You can take one for your brother.
No, I got one.
Got one. We'll be good.
Don't get that one back.
One here.
Our song this morning is a medley of three really old-time hymns. If you know the words to it and you want to sing along, feel free.
Sorry, Josh.
Thank you, Diane and choir. That was some toe-tapping, hooting-hollering music. Praise the Lord. I now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Thank you.
gracious God, thank you for making Jesus the author of our life. Through the resurrection of your Son, you have given great grace to us all. You call us to share the word of eternal life with others so that our joy may be complete. Light the way for us as we seek to live in fellowship with Christ. May these offerings this morning reflect the grace of your risen Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. We come to the time in our service to lift up our joys and our concerns in our midst. If you turn on the inside cover to the back page, you will get our prayer list this morning. To the best of my knowledge, all of those individuals are home from the hospital, but Doris is in a rehab facility in Greensburg. It's the one off from Gander Mountain. That's how I know it. I can never remember its name. Is that Mount Pleasant Street? I don't know. You come off whatever and you go right to Gander Mountain. You go left up in, is it I-R-I-C? R-N-C. Okay. Yeah, I can. Some of those keep changing. So she's there and we'll want to remember her family as well. Leanna texted me this morning that her sister's husband, our brother-in-law, his mom passed away last evening down in Uniontown. So that is the Rosso family. Some of you may know, too, someone had mentioned it last Monday, and I hadn't yet seen the news on the shooting in North Charleston that took place a week ago yesterday. I saw it on the news yesterday morning where the gentleman was stopped and then took off running, and the officer shot him running away from him, six or seven or eight shots, I believe, and hitting his body about four or five times. When we got up for the Trout Unlimited dinner last evening, talking with my mom and dad, that young man worked for my younger brother in North Charleston. Craig owns a temporary agency that employs about 1,600 people. So Craig didn't know him personally, but he was one that he had employed and was currently employed. And it happened about 100 yards from my brother's office. And so when he, I guess there was a gentleman that was videotaping this and kept the videotape quiet for a few days for fear of himself. And so that videotape, I believe, came available Monday. Tuesday morning, Craig, on his way to work, his office staff called and said, the parking lot's full of news media vehicles. And so not only did they want a statement from my brother, but then my brother very nicely had to say, I'm a place of business. I need my parking lot move. So I don't know how that went with the media, but we'll want to continue to remember his family as well. A bunch of lists here on things to add. Jolynn's birthday, we celebrate that. Christine Romali, officially cancer-free. Remember to keep Rose in our prayers. She's having heart surgery today or tomorrow. Just finished chemo and will begin radiation. So she needs a multitude of prayers. And a list here of Jane and Craig for strength, Justin and Brody for peace, Vanessa, an automobile accident for her healings, Sally and family loss of grandson, and Meredith for finances. So a list there. And of course, all we need to do is to turn on the news. And we see that there are a multitude of individuals and situations around the world that constantly need for us to physically or figuratively be on our knees and to pray for those situations. So let us unite our hearts in our spirits in our prayer hymn today. That's kind of a little different prayer hymn. It's printed in our bulletins this morning, Take Time to Be Funny. That's to the tune of Take Time to Be Holy. Let us rejoice in God as we unite our hearts and spirits in prayer. Gracious and loving God, perhaps sometimes we take life a little too seriously. Perhaps, oh God, indeed we need to loosen up, lighten up, and to have some fun. For we know, oh God, that you have created us in your image, and we know that laughter is good for our souls. It gives to us a sense of peace and release. And sometimes, oh God, after we've had a good, hard, long laugh, we just stop and pause and say, oh, did that ever feel good? Oh, we know in our daily lives and living there are times for seriousness, but there are times when we need to step back, to celebrate gifts and blessings, to ponder situations, and sometimes just to give it a good old chuckle. Oh God, we pray that we would be mindful of your presence, of your spirit, knowing, oh God, that we are never alone, that you are always with us. We pray, oh God, that you will give us a sense of peace. Give us a sense of wisdom and understanding. Give to us, oh God, a heart that is light. A heart and a presence, O God, of discernment, so that we might know and understand the situation where we find ourselves, where we are going, so that we might know how to live and act and move, how to be in ministry within that situation. O God, continue to bless us and use us. Continue, O God, to empower us within your church. For we know, oh God, that we don't always get it right. And those times when sin has crept in, we pray for your grace and your forgiveness. That we, oh God, might begin fresh and new. That the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ might come off the pages and be written upon our hearts. That we, oh God, might be your faithful servants in and to the world. Oh God, it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask, that we pray. as we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our passage of Scripture this morning comes from John's Gospel, beginning in chapter 20 with verse 19, concluding with verse 31. The Gospel lesson, the Word of God, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. The Scripture passage is a continuation of the Easter morning reading. And so the first part is taking place on the evening of that first Sunday Easter morning. And so on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad that they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Now, Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and place my finger in a mark, the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will not believe." And 8 days later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were again shut, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but be believing." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their teaching and claim upon our lives, our daily living. Oh God, how often we seek that peace that can only come from Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh God, we pray for that peace that passes our understanding. Comfort us now, oh God, quieting our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's name. Amen. That's mine. We'll see if I can get things to come on now. I do have a few little things here. I had to write it down because my memory's not as sharp as it used to be. Also, my memory's not as sharp as it used to be. An elderly woman decided to prepare her will and told her preacher that she had two final requests. First, she wanted to be cremated. And secondly, she wanted her ashes scattered over Walmart. Walmart, said the preacher. Why Walmart? And she said, well, then I'll be assured that my daughter will visit me twice a week. Just saying. So today, even in the midst of these hats and a little less formality, it is still all about praising God. Even though that praying mantises can raise their hands and praise God. I want to say thanks to the person that got down on that level and took that picture. I haven't seen any of those for a while. That, I believe, is a female. They have a little bigger backside on them. And you may or may not know that in the process of mating, she rips his head off and eats it. And yeah, she kills him, just like the black widow spider does. And honeybees, when the queen mates with her 12 to 15 drones, they all die in the process as well. What's that? That's probably her victory dance. Well, that I'm not sure. I didn't tell this story at the first service, but there's a story about a man that he went into a restaurant had an ostrich following him. And he went in and placed his order and said, well, I'd like an order of scrambled eggs, some home fries, and some toast, and a cup of coffee. And he looked, the waitress took his order, and he looked at the ostrich and said, is that what you would like? And the ostrich says, yes, that'd be fine. And the bill came, and it was $10.32. And he stuck his hand in his pocket and pulled out exactly $10.32. A week later, they came back for breakfast and sat down, and the waitress came and still intrigued a little bit about this couple. They ordered steak and eggs and hash browns and coffee and some orange juice. The gentleman looked at the ostrich and said, is that what you would like? And the ostrich says, yes, that would be fine. That would be fine. Thank you. So when the bill came, it came to $32.87, and the guy reached in his pocket, and bingo, there again, it was exactly $38 and, what did I say, 72, whatever the cents was. It was exact. And so the waitress said, wait a minute. She said, now I remember you here last week, and the same thing happened. You reached into your pocket and pulled out the exact change. What's the deal? The guy said, well, he said, I was cleaning out a closet and I found this lamp. And he said, I rubbed this lamp and this genie came out and said, I'll grant you two wishes. And he said, so the first wish was that no matter what I purchased, I would always reach my hand into my pocket and I would always have the exact change in my pocket. And she says, man, that's incredible. That's a great wish, because most people wish for, you know, $1 million and it runs out. Wouldn't that be fun to try to get it to run out? But he says, yeah, I've just always got exactly what I need, no matter what I want to buy. And she says, that's great. But what about this ostrich? He says, well, my second wish was for this tall chick with long legs who always said yes to everything I asked her. All right, I'll stop. Really? Oh, so, you know, having just come through Easter, what do you mean it wasn't you who just said good morning? You know, I can't imagine being one of those guards on that morning and waking up or having that rumbling and to see that stone rolled away and to realize that he's just not there. Wouldn't that be a great way to come out in the morning and see that cloud in the shape of a heart and know that it's just going to be a blessed and a good day in the midst of no matter what happens? Because when if you'd see that cloud in the morning, there'd be no doubt that God's presence was with you. Good story is told of a well-known minister who was walking along the street one day and saw a crowd of boys sitting in a ring with a small dog in the center. He came up to them and put to them the following question: "What are you doing to the dog?" And one little boy said, "Whoever tells the biggest lie wins the dog." "Oh," said the minister, "I'm surprised at you little boys. When I was like you, I never told a lie." There was a silence for a while until the one boy shouted, "Hand him the dog." All right, now for the older generation, you might not get this. I'll explain it. My mom texted me, "What do IDKLY and TTYL mean?" And so I answered, text back, "I don't know. Love you. Talk to you later." And mom said, "Okay, I'll ask your sisters." For those of you that maybe didn't get it, IDK, I don't know. Love you, talk to you later. All right. If you're happy and you know it, take your meds. If you're happy and you know it, take your meds. I just, you know. But you know, in the life of the church, we all know that we sin. And so when I've seen this before, don't judge someone just because they sin differently than you do. You know, it's easy to point fingers at others and not easy to point fingers at ourselves. But sin is a human factor in the lives of all of us. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wrench like me. Hallelujah. I just thought of you all as the choir, so you know. And I'm going to take up photography because it's the only hobby where I can shoot people, cut off their heads without going to jail. How many photographers do we have here?
I'm starting.
You're starting. We're going to start a new photography club here. Oh. You know, as that family circus can really cut to the quick sometimes. You know, what's this little boy's name?
Jeffrey.
You know, he's got this little robot over here. Looks like some type of a stuffed animal there. Dinosaur, another little teddy bear, clown, and Spider-Man. Bless us all. You know, God in God's great wisdom created us all differently. Differently around the world. And, you know, out of the mouth of a babe to bless us all. And we don't always associate with others as children of God, and shame on us. And when those moments interfere, no, Billy, your sins cannot be erased by Photoshop. Photoshop can do a multitude of things. That's a computer program where, you know, you could make me look 20, 30 pounds lighter. You could put hair on my head and, you know, just kind of have fun when you do all that kinds of stuff and just totally change the well-being of a person. And yet it will not erase those sins. One of the things we talk about in the Disciple Bible Study class is that in the world of today, and attorneys' job, we pay them to reduce our time, to reduce the consequences of our actions. And yet in the life of the church, forgiveness removes the sin, but forgiveness does not remove the consequences. And frequently in our lives, it's those consequences that help to reshape and remold and retrain us, and are good things that we indeed must and should need to go through. Come on, Adam, please pick up all your clothes. I guess maybe that would be a little better in October. And of course, although later disqualified, Jesus was spectacular at winning his first school swim race. Any swimmers here? Yes, I was not. I don't float well. Of course, then Jesus cleared the temple. We know that in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that was the Monday or Tuesday of Holy Week. In John's Gospel, the Gospel read this morning, that was one of the first acts that Jesus did in his three-year ministry. And in John's Gospel, sets the stage of that cleansing of the temple for the rest of his ministry, of them trying to kill him. And you know, what would it be without a mother-in-law joke? Yes, she certainly sounds hard to live with, but I told you before, I cast out demons, and a mother-in-law is not a demon. I will go on the record to say that my mother-in-law, Lawana, is the best mother-in-law I've ever had. She's also the only mother-in-law I've ever had. My sister posted, what was National Sibling Day last, what day was that? Thursday? Friday? And I understand today is, what'd they say, Only Child Day. Any only children here today? We only had one at the early service. One back there. Anybody else an only child? Oh my goodness, it happened again. You're the only child. It's an only child. There was one at the early service, and you're the only one again. Isn't that something? Yeah, only one out of everybody. My sister posted a picture of the four of us. My older brother, me, my younger brother, and my sister, back in the 70s when we had on those leisure suits with those silk shirts. Remember those? And I said to Abigail, I said, and the worst thing about those leisure suits with the silk shirts is that silk really stunk when you sweated. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. And I said something to someone. I said, well, that's the dumbest sister I have. Right there in that picture, the dumbest sister I have. She's also the only sister I have. So she happens to be the smartest and the dumbest sister that I have. And so, gotta see how long it takes you to get that. You know, we're all about talking about Jesus to other people. So we'd like to talk to you about some cheeses. I just couldn't resist. You know, in any building like this, there may be some church mice around. Hopefully there's not three of them. yeah, good old Woody over there. That looks close to a either, what do you call it, pilated or pilated. I'm not sure how that is. Woodpecker just knocking the living daylights out of everything. And I had a fly swatter years ago that my grandmother had that said, why didn't Moses swat those two flies when he had the chance? I wondered if you'd catch that. Why didn't Noah swat those two flies when he had the chance? I pulled two ticks off our cat last week. You know, why didn't Noah get rid of those ticks? You know, and those fleas and those mosquitoes. When he had the chance, was down to only two. Well, no, wait a minute now. If you continue reading, there were not two of every animal that went in the ark. Where were they? Oh, I caught your attention. Yeah. We teach our kids it was two animals of each went onto the ark, but that is not correct. If you do read it, they did go on in pairs. But the scriptures differentiated between clean animals and unclean animals. What's an unclean animal in Jewish tradition? Yes, what would that be? Give me one.
A pig.
Pig, because the hoof and all that jazz. Pigs are unclean, seafood's unclean, and all that jazz. So the scriptures tell us that and the unclean animals were never used for sacrifices. The ones that we traditionally eat, were used for sacrifices. And so if you do read in the scripture, you will read that seven pair
of clean animals were taken on the ark, and one pair of unclean animals were taken on the ark. All right? What's that? I don't know whether they ate the other ones. I didn't ask that question. I didn't go there. I didn't go. The worms came in apples. Yes. Yes. Apples, not pears. Yes. Yes. bears. I don't know whether bears were clean or unclean. I'm not sure on that one. But this is an interesting bear. My brother-in-law took this picture. It was in their backyard. And he went outside the house to take this picture. We said, David, that's his name as well. But, you know, he's just been a gorgeous, or she, I'm not sure whether it's male or female, with the white blaze patches. And they did see him around a couple times. I don't know whether they've had one this spring yet or not. I think last fall they did. I don't know whether it was the same one or not that likes to bend over their bird feeders and go to town with them. My mom and dad have had one as well, as a different one. Last summer, one day, they saw it four times. The one day, my mom was reading on the back porch, and she heard a commotion and thought, what are those birds all fussed up about? And she looked up, and probably from me to you, the bear was coming up on her back porch. Yeah, that close. And in order for my mom to get into the house, she had to go to it, towards it, and then go in the house. But she didn't do that. She just looked at it and said, bear, get out of here. And it looked up, oh, and then walked through the yard, grunted again, and, you know. But I really put this bear here because of the next picture that I dearly love, but I don't know that I'd want, I don't, I, looks to me like it is possibly somewhere in Alaska. And, of course, with that little hump right there, I would say that's a grizzly bear. And, of course, at early service, we were wondering why the grizzly bear would top the kids. But I think a grizzly bear will top whatever it wants. And I'm not so sure that my kids would be outside playing in that community. But I guess you just kind of have to learn how to deal with them. And... I'm just not even going to comment on that one. But we all do stupid human things on occasion. And thankfully, there is grace and forgiveness. And God is much more lenient than our brothers and sisters. And of course, pay no attention to those who talk behind your back, because it only means that you're two steps ahead of them. And celebrate that fact as well. And, of course, it doesn't do any good to be talking against and behind anyone's back at all. Our son's an honor student. Our son is in medical school. Our son is God. Kind of a little bit of a weight to carry as a mom or a dad. Any cheerleaders here? Any pom-pom? Okay. Maybe next Palm Sunday we'll have a special day for you. No, not going there. Yeah. And interesting one. We were out at Applebee's, and you can now pay at Applebee's at your table. And I had two gift cards. I knew one was a partial balance and a full balance, and there were four of us. And so I swiped the one that had, you know, the $5 on it or whatever, and it shifted that it wanted me to put in the tip. And I said, well, I haven't even finished yet. But the default was 20% of a tip. And I hadn't even gotten to that point. And so I thought, oh, isn't that interesting that, the church has been asking for some 3,000 years for 10%. And yet others keep increasing. I love this. That mom or dad had a good idea. You know? What's that? They are not looking very happy. our Get Along shirt. And, you know, in light of things, as I mentioned, of shootings and tension and turmoil around the world and in society and in different places, you know, I believe it's the words of Rodney King, you know, why can't we just get along? You know, and when I look back at little Jeffrey kneeling on his bed, you know, bless us all, and I think about the birds under our bird feeders and how they get along. And even when there's an added one of say, a squirrel or a chipmunk or something different or a rabbit, they just still seem to get along. And yet for us, that's sadly can be so difficult. Hate, it has caused a lot of problems in the world, but it has not solved one yet. You know, maybe we need to say hate no longer is going to be the rule, but let's give love the place that it deserves in the world, and let's indeed give peace a chance. I don't know where I got these. There were about 10 or 15 of these that individual did these micro carvings on regular-sized pencils, obviously, that is blown up. And, you know, there's a hammer and maybe a table, a face of Elvis, and different things that have been carved in. But, you know, it's pretty neat. And the hope is that we can have our hearts connected to one another, to Almighty God, that we might seek the peace that comes from Christ. And when we have that peace, then we might experience the presence of God's Spirit that enables us to be set free from those things in the world and those things in life that capture hold of us and hinder us. You know, we read about the dove in different places in the scriptures of being released from the ark. Especially at the time of Jesus, with his baptism and the Spirit of God descended in the form of a dove. And when we allow God's presence to connect our hearts, minds, and spirits with our brothers and sisters, well, then we can all wear those beautiful smiles on our faces and celebrate that indeed God is a blessing and a gift, and we receive that peace that passes our understanding. Let us pray together. Gracious and loving God, your presence is upon us and we are not alone. We know, O God, that sometimes life is tough and difficult, and sometimes we want to control and direct things in our way. And yet, O God, it's not about us. It's all about you. And so we pray that, well, in those moments when there's tension and turmoil, that we'll put on that get-along t-shirt. That we'll remember that our hearts are connected because you are the creator of us all. And might we pray for that peace, that wisdom of your Spirit that seeks to guide us in all that we do and all that we say. For this, O God, we ask and pray in Jesus Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. I would invite you to stand together as we sing our closing hymn. It's printed in the bulletin. Hats off for Jesus.
gracious and loving God, your love is ours forever, and it will never depart. May we rejoice with holy laughter and celebrate with joy the gifts and blessings that you placed upon us. May we, O God, go into the world with our hearts intertwined with our brothers and sisters. Might we go and live and share the good news and be faithful servants to the world. For it's in Christ our Lord that we pray. Amen.